Today we're traveling to Lake Arrowhead. It's located east of Crestline, north of San Bernardino and Yucaipa cities, west of Big Bear Lake, off of the Highway 18, the Rim of the Forest Highway. Twin Peaks, Cedar Glen, Blue Jay Sky Forest, Agua Fria, Deer Lodge Park are the smaller communities surrounding Lake Arrowhead. It's visited often for its boating, fishing, hiking, village shopping, camping, dining, and lodging in this beautiful area. It does get snow. The estimated population is 8,100, 70% are white, 18% Hispanic, a little bit more than 1% each is African American, Native American, Indian, and Asian. The median age is 46. The male to female ratio is 48 to 51, so a few less males. 72% own their home. The average family is 3. 21% were a high school grad at least, and 27% went on to get some college, but 40% got a college degree of some kind. 10%, however, have less than a high school grad. 43% is the average annual income, 79% speak English, 15% Spanish. The average household income is $61,000, 58% are married, 4% widowed, 12% divorced, 23% never married, 2% separated. There are 532 veterans there, 74% served in Vietnam, 6% Korea, 12% First Gulf War, and 8% in the Second Gulf War. In 1826, Lake Arrowhead was known as Little Bear Valley when a fur trader and partner of Jedediah Smith visited the area. The Paiute and Serrano Native American Indians lived in the mountains in this area. Many skirmishes went back and forth between the settlers, or trying to settle, and the Paiutes. The Serrano stayed out of the battles until they were attacked. Many on both sides were killed. Eventually, the settlers won the area, and the Native American Indians found other places to live. After that, they began to log for lumber, have cattle ranches, build sawmills. Most of the work was done in the spring and summer because it was so cold in the winter months. In 1891, three businessmen chose to build a reservoir to supply water to the southern lowlands. Thus, the Arrowhead Reservoir Company began. Later, a dam was built. It began in 1893. It became a semi-hydraulic fill dam with the concept of using the water additionally, not just to supply water, but also for power. In 1912, 80% was done, but many things started to happen between the local ranchers and the state, and the dam building construction stopped. Later, Arrowhead Lake Company bought the area with the goal to make it into a recreation and residential area. The dam was finally completed in 1923. The village surrounding the lake began with a dance pavilion, outdoor movie theater, restaurant, beach, and bath houses. Later, they built hotels, a tavern, and a golf course. Many Hollywood stars chose to live here or stay at the hotels and purchased secluded homes in the area. Films were often made in this region. It was a popular place with its new name, Lake Arrowhead, after World War II, for servicemen to recuperate. In 1946, the owners of Santa Anita Racetrack bought the lake and its surrounding properties. They created a turf club and were known to be philanthropic, as they gave to Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, churches, and the hospital. The tavern was donated to the University of California and is now a conference center. The motto of the area is the Alps of Southern California. Father God, we pray for their environmental issues. We pray for the fires that they are afraid of every year. We pray for the drought that's affecting the level of the lake. And we pray you would protect them from the fires and keep people from doing anything foolish that would start them. We also pray, God, for the lake to be full. We pray for rain and snow and the governing agencies to watch and monitor how the dam can continue to have the water that they need. We pray for San Bernardino County that governs this area, that they would do it with integrity, creative ways to bring economy post-pandemic, and also to continue to see growth there. We pray for the school district, Rim of the World Unified School District, the high school, Mary Putnam Hank Intermediate School, Lake Arrowhead Elementary, Mount Calvary Lutheran Early Education Center. We pray, God, that they are able to share their faith at the Lutheran one and that the kids can grow in the knowledge of the Lord. We pray that they would keep them from the CRT training and the LGBTQ push. The overall crime is C. Crime occurs every day. However, in Lake Arrowhead, violent crime is D+, property crime B-, other crime is D+. Their biggest issues are vandalism, burglary, vehicle theft, and drug crimes. We pray, God, these numbers will decrease. We pray, God, that you will change the lives of people and that instead of a crime occurring every day, that next year when we look at this, it'll have been every several days and eventually none at all. The poverty rate is above the California average. It's 17%. California average is 15%. The highest rates are with children and those over 85. In fact, over 85, it's at 38%, very poor at that rate. Children between 6 and 17 is at 26%. So we pray, God, for people to find jobs, for them to help the elderly, for senior centers to provide food and ways and sources for those that are older. We pray the current cases of COVID, there are 28 as of today, that they would decrease and recover. We pray for the neighboring areas, the Mountain Community Hospital, God, that you would bless it. It's used for a lot of the surrounding areas. We pray that you would help the people that work there to do it with integrity and ethics, that they would follow the Hippocratic Oath, and that people would get healed and recover. We pray for the campground, the trails, the fishing, and the Tudor Village, God, to be blessed, to protect people that go there. They wouldn't get lost and they wouldn't get harmed. We pray for the churches, the Church of the Woods, Sandals Church, Lakeside Church, Mount Calvary Lutheran, the Lake Arrowhead Community Presbyterian, Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church, and even the Mountain Jewish community. And we pray, God, that you would cause them to unite, that they would come together and experience revival. We pray for intercessors to rise up and claim the city and surrounding towns for Jesus, that an awakening would occur among the believers, a hunger for your word and prayer, a deep conviction of sin that would bring about transformed lives and reformation in the city. That people who don't know you would say, what happened to this person? The way they do their business is different. That people would share acts of kindness that would lead people to Jesus. That the Christian bookstore that is there would thrive. We pray for laborers for the harvest, boldness to share the gospel. Signs and wonders would follow and be done in the name of Jesus that would draw people to you, Father God, because they would see your power in action. And we thank you, God, one day we will see and hear of the revival in Lake Arrowhead.